Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 439. We appreciate your patronage, as always. A little light on the email this week. So if you're a new listener or an old one and you got some shit to talk about, hit us up. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You know, sometimes people text me shit and I'm like, and they're like, hey, what about this? What about this? And I just respond, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Like, that's where you send that shit, because it's interesting to talk about on the show, and I'm not going to remember, and I'm not just going to bring up something that you texted me. It's involve yourself. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Similarly, you can call us. Leave us a voicemail. 949-464-TBLS is the number. Also, if you would like to hear us discuss the nursing home that hired strippers for its wheelchair-bound seniors, or about the speeding woman high on cocaine that killed the drunk guy high on meth in a car accident in Las Vegas, or even the deputy police chief that was charged with paying $180 and a pack of White Claws. I hope it was the mixed, the variety pack, because nobody would want to get just 12 black cherry. Like, the whole thing is, you want to vary the flavors. If you want to hear us talk about that stuff, because we do tons of extra stories every week, you can only do that if you subscribe for $5 a month via the link in the show notes at redcircle.com. Or you could click the link at the top of the page, theballerlifestyle.com. Or you could click my pinned tweet on twitter.com and sign up there. It's $5 a month. Or for the more economically sound choice, $50 a month. We appreciate you. We love you. You guys are the best. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. $50 a year, not a month.
Yes, see? That's right. Even better. $5 a month or $50 a month would be a horrible deal.
Oh, good for us. Great deal for us.
Yeah, you can do that if you want, but also if you just give us $50, you get the whole year.
Speaking of overpaying, I was just trying to figure out. And it was a bad idea doing it on my phone because my eyes are betraying me. I haven't gone to the bigger font.
Oh yeah.
But I'm colorblind, and that has been since the jump.
Yeah, you're basically disabled at this point. You shouldn't be allowed to drive. You should at least get the placard. Like, you're colorblind and you're in your mid to late 40s.
Yeah, so I still don't need glasses aside from I now have the CVS reading glasses for like shit that I need like that. Now just, you know, like everyday stuff, I don't need it. But you know how like some websites are all janky with the colors that they put on there?
Yes, yeah.
And so I was trying to fill out while I was waiting to pick my son up at soccer, the school lunch, like you put money in an account.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they don't get school lunch even that often.
So we used to call them lunch tickets when I was a kid. Can you buy me some lunch tickets, which is just basically putting money on your account so you could go in and go, hey, just say your name or your number, right? And they give you a lunch.
Yeah. So one of those kind of deals.
Yep.
And I accidentally put $700, which would be years. And so then I called the company and I was like, listen, I don't have to like fight this with my credit card. Can you just cancel this? Like, it would take years. My sons, both of them might get lunch once a week.
Yeah. You'd like almost,
I don't know if my freshman Yeah, I mean, I know my freshman in high school would he would not spend $400, whatever it was on his account. It just wouldn't happen by the time he graduated. And so then they're like, you got to call the school. And I had about 8 phone calls today, and it'll get refunded to me.
Yeah.
In, you know, in true school fashion, that I'll get a check in like 6 weeks kind of thing. But fine, whatever. I can handle it. But I accidentally spent $700 on school lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you added a zero.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to, like, some websites you have to put in the point and some you don't.
And that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put on $70 to split between my two sons.
Yep.
Instead, I spent $700.
Yep. And also, school lunch at public school should be free. I mean, you pay property taxes. My kids, it always costs for school lunch. And then there was a pandemic and they just gave lunch away for free. And everybody's like, oh, you can't stop doing that now. You could have always done that. So continue to do it. So now lunch is just free.
Lunch was free for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then they decided... Now it's back. You got to pay again.
Yeah. Now it's unfree. Even though you pay for the school, you pay for everything that's happening at the school. One of those things could be lunch.
I'm happy enough with the school, but I'm not happy enough with paying for the. I mean,
I get it. No. Yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. I got a show that I like, and I don't know if it's just because I like the star, but I think I've got. I'm on the last episode of The Old Man with Jeff Bridges. It's on Hulu.
He's like a hitman or something?
He's like a guy with a dark past.
Yeah.
And I love Bridges. I just love him. Great. I mean, if he's just reading the phone book, I'd be into it.
And he just had a cancer scare. So he's back,
Cancer. And then while he was down and out with cancer, he got COVID. Yeah. So he really almost died a couple times last year. But he's a delight.
No, he's the best. Delight. I love it. I love him. I would definitely check it out. Speaking of something, I got a show that I don't like.
What?
I realize everyone knows, look, I'm not a huge sports fan over here. And then people go, oh yeah, you know about the Dodgers. Yeah, I watch the Dodgers. I'm a Dodger fan.
And you're a big MMA guy. When I was gone, it turned into the MMA report show.
That's true. I do. I actually attended
the
UFC this weekend for Nate Diaz's swan song. Versus Tony Ferguson. Fantastic night of fights. So I'm into that too. So I watch that. But there's like way too much. There's way too many guys.
There's way too many. Hey, it's UFC 743.
Well, yeah.
And
yeah.
And this is the greatest guy ever. And he's 8-6.
Well, that's the thing. You know, it's not like boxing where they can just line up palookas because all these guys are bad motherfuckers.
I don't know. It's just maybe it's too violent for me. Yeah. I like a lot of violence. It's just too violent for me. I don't know.
There's been a couple head kick knockouts recently that were pretty brutal. But everyone was talking about the Monday night football game because everyone on the planet, literally everyone, was rooting desperately against Russell Wilson in his return to Seattle.
Yeah, I avoided it because of the new announcer at ESPN.
So that's what I'm getting at. So
but I did when I checked the update and it was getting late. And I was like, I do have to see the end of this.
That's what I was getting at. So I go to turn it on and I wasn't sure I could get it because I don't have cable. So usually if there's a sport thing, I have to try to steal it from a stream somewhere, from some illegal stream with a million pop-ups and goes down half the time. But I have ESPN Plus and it's apparently their contract is both ESPN TV and ESPN Plus with the NFL.
Okay.
So I turn it on and I go, oh, I don't have to watch Joe Buck. I can watch this Manning thing that everyone talks about. Everyone's like, oh, the Mannings. They do. The Mannings talk about the game and they have guests and you get the insight because they're quarterbacks. I turned it on. I had it on for about 3 minutes and I'm like, this is much worse than Joe Buck.
Never even tried it because I can't stand Eli.
This is, especially. Well, yes. This is my girlfriend walked in and she's like, she looked at the TV and she's like, what is this flip? Like, why is this so janky? And I'm like, I know, I'm turning it off right now. And then I turned it over to Joe Buck and she's like, oh yeah, this is more like it. And it's kind of like when you taste something really shitty then something that's not that good is all of a sudden, oh, that's great. Oh, yeah. I'll have, like,
any if,
like,
port somebody, in a storm.
Right.
Any port in a storm. You're just taking anything.
If you accidentally sip a Bud Light, you go, oh, my God, that's disgusting. And then somebody hands you a regular Budweiser, which is also disgusting. You go, oh, it's not too bad. I'll drink that. Joe Buck is fucking, it's the finest, it's 12-year-old scotch. I don't know. I couldn't think of an example compared to the Manning cast. Like, how is that even all? Why are people ever talking about that? It's awful.
And also, like, I get so much Peyton Manning.
It's a lot.
In the commercials.
It's good in commercials, but yes, yeah. You see a lot of him.
It's too much.
It's like real lo-fi, and their stupid faces are next to the screen. It's like they're doing, it's like a CNN crossfire type thing. And it's just, and they're just like bullshitting about the game in like low energy. It makes it seem like, that's the thing about Joe Buck, is he makes the Super Bowl seem like a week six Vikings-Browns matchup. You know, he's so low energy. But you watch these guys and you're like, oh, this is a game from 6 months ago. Like you it doesn't even seem like it's being contested that night. So props to the Mannings for making me actually turn on a game that was being called by Joe Buck. And his and of course, I wanted to see his new plugs, his new Peaky Blinders cut.
Oh, I forgot to look at that. Yeah, I didn't.
It looks the same. It looks no different. It's exactly the same. If they memo to ESPN, if you guys want me to get to watch two Southerners discuss a football game, get Bartles and James out of retirement. Like that's something I'd watch.
One of them's got to be dead for 40 years.
For sure. Yeah. Them sitting on the porch. Maybe what was his name? Bruno? Maybe Bruno.
The return of Bruno?
With the harp. Yes.
Seagrams. Yes. Golden wine cooler.
Now that's some shit I'd get into.
The Manning cast. I've seen clips like last year's when it started, I think. And they'd seen clips.
Yeah.
And they're like, you won't believe what this clip is.
Yes.
And all of them were like, what is this? This is garbage.
It's like, oh, it's a laugh riot. And look, I knew it wasn't going to be like good, but I thought it could be better than Joe Buck because nothing is worse than Joe Buck. I was wrong. I was mistaken.
Yeah.
Joe Buck is better than the Mannings. So I mentioned I went out to.
Wait, before you move on.
Yes.
How about the end of the game? I mean, regardless of Russ.
That was great.
What was that coach doing? He had three timeouts and he's like, we're going to milk this clock down to take a 64-yard field goal.
Yeah, he thought he had a 37-yarder. He's like, oh, it's just a chip shot. Let's just run this thing down. Don't give him any time.
It's just the second longest in NFL history we're about to attempt.
I love how they iced him because everyone was confused. They're like, wait, is that the kicker? And so Pete Carroll getting all animated and jumping around. Also, why does anybody notice that Pete Carroll's he's officially gotten to the age where he wears those shoes that are like seven sizes too big for him?
He's got clown shoes.
Yeah, he got the big white grandpa sneakers on and he's like jumping around on the field going crazy. He iced him and the kicker kicked like a knuckleball. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. Like, there's no way. There's no way. He's going to make this. This is amazing. Here's the thing I want to. We talked about how I attended the UFC 279, I believe it was, in Las Vegas this weekend. It was pretty good. I was pretty drunk. There was a few fights in the crowd. But I got to discuss my how much I was fucked over by one Southwest Airlines. I had a flight.
I think I've only flown once, but yes. I've always heard bad things about Southwest.
It used to be good. It used to be the most on-time airline, and it's cheap, and it's
they wear
there's
shorts,
a lot of flights.
Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of flights. We wake up Friday morning. We're going to catch a flight. We also saw the crew, Motley Crue, Friday night in Vegas. So we had to be to Vegas by Friday night, and we left with plenty of time. We get up in the morning and our flight's at like 9:30. And we got all, you know, it's like a Brady Bunch over here. We got all the kids. So it's like kind of we're moving in the morning to get there on time. And then I glance my phone. And I look down and I have a text on my phone from Southwest Airlines. And they're like, hey, your flight is delayed. Now it's not going to leave till 11. No, and I go, okay, got a little time. Bought me a little time. I wonder if our buddy David Bray could he's an airline guy. He runs the lounge in Salt Lake City because this is some fucking bullshit. So I'm like, we don't have to rush. So we, take care of everything, still leave in plenty of time to make our now 11 o'clock flight. And as we're driving to the airport, I glance down at my phone and it's like, actually your flight now leaves at 9:30, like we originally said. But I didn't get a text, actually. I looked on the app. I'm like, oh, let me just check. Maybe it's delayed more. So I looked on the app, and it was leaving at 9:30 again. So goes without saying, we missed it. Because they sent me a text our flight was leaving later. If your flight can be undelayed, why send the text in the first place? Why are you letting me know that it's going to be delayed if there's a possibility for you to undelay it?
Yeah, they build in time already.
Yeah.
Often does your flight actually leave on the time it says? Right. But then you sometimes land on time because the time in the air is like an hour less than they buffer.
Oh, yeah. Like the flight to Vegas that is like an hour and 15 minutes. And if it leaves late, they can get there in 35 minutes. So I get to the airport and they're like, oh yeah, it's, sometimes they just hold the plane on the ground for a while and then they let it go. We never know when they're going to do it. So don't send me a text.
Right.
Do me a favor. Have me arrive at the airport at the original time. So then there's no flight. All the flights the rest of the day are either canceled or full. From any, and there's, I've choice of many airports from any of the local airports. So I had to fucking drive my ass. Well, my lady drove. My lady had to drive my ass to fucking Las Vegas so we could make it there in time to see the crew.
How long of drive is that?
It wasn't too bad. It's about 4 hours.
That's not great.
No, but it's especially not fun on the way back. When you've been going to bed at 6 a.m. every night, every morning, and you're hurting, and you've been taxing your liver with liquids that you wouldn't have been putting in, copious amounts of liquids that you wouldn't have been drowning it in had you not been home, which would be a lot easier to just get on a plane for an hour and fly home rather than drive for four.
That's the worst part, the drive home.
Yeah, the drive home. It was hell. Lisa, I didn't have to do it. So it was hell for her with me talking about how nauseous I was the whole time. They can't be easy. And I'm like, I try not to, but I'm like sighing and like, because I just, I didn't let it go, but I felt like I could let it go quite a bit. I get a little nauseous at my old age. One, with the drinking, the hungoverness, B, the motion sickness. I'm in the moving car, little stop and go traffic, heartburn. It's a whole combination of things. So it couldn't have been easy for her. It was fucking pretty bad for me, though.
Lucky you get a driver, though.
That's true.
I think in our relationship, Michelle has driven 0.1% of the time, and it's not by my choice.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, I'm the man. I got to do this. Like, I would be cool if somebody said you don't have to drive ever again in your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't mind driving, and I offered to drive. Should be noted that I offered to drive. But it's for some reason, Shan is like not entirely comfortable with me behind the wheel, which is weird because I'm a perfectly good driver. But she says I tend to daydream and look off to the sides, check out the scenery rather than look at the road. And She's not wrong about that. But it's, you know, it's okay. I keep us safe. But it's, I get that it's a little unnerving for her. Almost, it's more unnerving than having me almost vomiting for 4 hours in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the first time. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my crew rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
And what's going on in the sports world other than that very sports heavy intro that we did?
Yeah, we've already done a lot of sports.
More sports than usual.
Oh, one other thing about sports that's not in here. I watched a good clip yesterday of I knew about this, but I think I blocked it from my memory. The Texas A&M, like, they have these pep rallies the day before the game, the night before the game, called yell practice. And it's saddest thing possible. They're like, they're just really into being Texas A&M and going 8-4 with like the world's largest budget.
Yeah.
And there's a guy talking shit about Appalachian State. And he's like, last I checked, Appalachian isn't a state. Like, he's doing like weak meathead. It's like,
stop it.
Yeah, they're a known small school.
Yeah, they beat Michigan.
Just ask our friend Mark.
Yes.
But like, they're not nothing. And even if they were nothing, like, what is that? You're Texas A&M. You have all the oil money and you're going to talk shit about like a bye game. And then they fucking lost. They lost.
They did?
Jimbo lost to App State.
Yeah, they're making fun of Appalachian State. They're the ones that pay Appalachian State to play them.
A million and a half to beat them.
Oh, I love that.
But yell practice. Bunch of turds.
Well, what's like, we have a lot of A&M listeners in our audience. I know that for sure. I don't like, they act like they're in the military, but they're not.
Yeah, I think it's ROTC, but yeah, it's not a military academy, but when you look at the crowd and their 12th man. And who owns that? Is it Seattle or Texas A&M?
I don't know, but
just like Death Valley, we got Clemson, we got LSU, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Needs to own it, not both.
I think A&M owns it. I think hold on. Let's Google. I got a computer right in front of me. Who owns the 12th man trademark? A&M Aggies. The Seahawks have to license it from the Aggies. So bitch. That's so bitch.
And it's also, and I'm sorry, Caleb and Stu and the gang, like, it's pretty lame because Seattle, they are way into their own impact. Guess when Seattle's good, when they have a good roster, not when the 12s are showing up to play.
So bitch. Like, look, of course I was rooting against Russell Wilson. Everyone hates Russell Wilson. It's you want him to lose. And yes, the Seahawks looked pretty good in their color rush neon green fits. Like, I like that. But really, and I like that Geno Smith cried about his small penis when he got that DUI. I like that.
He's so moody. He's so sad. He cries a lot.
He does.
He cried a lot on those Jet sidelines. I remember seeing him cry.
He did. He did. he's had a nice run as a career backup. You know, now he gets a starting job. This might be it for him. He might not get any more backup jobs. It is so difficult to root for the Seahawks based on their lame
12s
loudness. Yeah, there's and the stupid. Hey, stupid
we're like the sound of a jet engine taking off. Look at us. Check out the decibels of us.
So yeah, it's lame. Dumb. Super it's lame. So dumb to be loud. And also, I thought they were loud because they were in the kingdom. Now they play in an open air thing.
Yeah, so like, they're good fans. Great. Good for you.
I mean, that's embarrassing. It's being too into things is a bad look. Like, you can be into it, but to a level that's not embarrassing. Be into it enough. But what if somebody sees you trying to be loud in the crowd? That's so bad for your look. Like, somebody could take a picture of that or a video, even worse, and then they know you're trying to be loud. Also, weren't they the ones fucking their fans out of like an ounce of beer?
They were?
Yeah, they were pouring. Hold on. They were supposed to be pouring.
You can look that up. I'm looking up what's up with all the uniforms at A&M.
Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, find out about that. This is what we do here. Seattle Seahawks. Oh, fuck. I misspelled it. Seahawks beer scandal. Yep. See, this is who you're cheering for. The small and large options available at the Seahawks Stadium, Quest Field. I think it's called something else. Both held 20 ounces. So if you were getting a large, you were fucking yourself out of about 4 ounces of beer just because it was a different shape of cup. Now, I will tell you this. This is probably some vendor issue where they just delivered the wrong size. Oh, now I'm pissed. This was in 2011, but still. How much do you think a small beer at Quest Field was in 2011, Ed?
2011, small
beer, small and large.
I'm going to say 10 and 12.
That's what I would have guessed about 10 and 12. A small, and look, this is a fucking big money area. We're not talking, this is in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, Seattle is certainly pricey.
Yeah, this isn't.
I mean, Microsoft exploded in the Seattle area, what, 30 years ago?
Costco, Boeing, they got some fucking high dollar players up there. This isn't Manhattan, Kansas, Ed, that we're talking about. They were paying for a small $7.25 in 2011, what? And for a large that was the same size as a small, $8.50.
My God,
pretty good deal.
Great deal.
There's some great deals
around there.
Yeah. So look, it's you want to fucking root on your team, whatever. But they're the guys that fucked you. Not only did they fuck you on the price of a beer, but also they've tricked you into embarrassing yourself 8 Sundays a year, unless you go to the playoffs where you can watch Marshall Faulk. Oh my God, that's not who I was talking about.
Marshawn Lynch.
Lynch. See?
Hold my dick.
Grab his dick on his way to
the greatest run in history.
Ending the New Orleans Saints franchise. The New Orleans Saints may as well have never played another game since then because their franchise got destroyed by Marshawn Lynch. It's the best. Ever. I watch it all the time.
Yeah.
So what's up with the uniforms? Somebody's going to send us a mad email.
Texas A&M began thanks to a land grant system for colleges. Oh, fuck. So it included compulsory military training alongside academic education. But I know this land grant colleges, Maryland, if you Google land grant colleges, I bet Maryland, Virginia Tech, West Virginia. There's a whole bunch of land grant universities, but only Texas A&M, I guess, held on to the fact that there's military training And so Texas A&M was recorded to produce more combat troops than the Naval Academy and U.S. Military Academy. So it's just, it's a big ROTC.
Right. So it's guys that are going to the military. They're going to college and then they're going in to Space Force, hopefully.
Which, but, you know, and you'd feel like, all right, they're doing service for the country. But then they're going to this Yell practice and you have to wonder what the direction of the country is.
Yeah.
Yell practice.
It's a gay direction is what it is. It's this things are getting a little
That's
gay.
Fine. That's fine. That can be your thing. Yeah, I'm can fine be your thing. With it.
Yeah.
But Yell practice. I get it. Come on. That's super lame.
Yes, I agree.
The lamest thing.
Yes. Now I got to watch a video of it. Sorry. Sorry. Hold on. Because I don't
I'll,
like.
No, wait. I'll send you the Yell practice where the guy's talking shit.
Okay. Send it to me right now.
Yell practice. Here we go.
I just got a very upsetting text.
Uh-oh.
Remember a few weeks ago? Oh. Yeah. I remember.
No, it's still good.
Yeah, here it is.
Oh, now the video has been removed. Disabled. Oh,
that's right. Yeah, because they're real bitches about it. Yeah, they're like, oh, I don't want you watching us yell. The Seattle fans should feel the same way. My chick just texted me. Remember a few weeks ago how I had that spider bite? That was on my forearm, and it lasted like a month, and it was like infected, and it's
and you
like,
got it's still no magic powers. You got no magic powers.
Yes, I got no magic powers. It's still the mark is still there from the spider bite. She just texted me a picture of a spider outside, and it's on the bag of cans that we save for the guy that collects the cans and put out for him every Monday.
You're setting this guy up for a kill.
But that's
you're going to give him the cans and he's going to die.
Yeah, he's going to die. But that's when I got the bite. It was when I was putting cans in the bag immediately after that. I had a bite on my arm. It's the fucking same spider, Ed. It's back. I got to go take my vengeance on that thing for what it did to
me. They're not like bees that they only get one in them. They can just keep biting.
No, they bite. They don't have a stinger. They're biters. They say.
But I didn't sometimes know if it's like they're out of venom and they're out of whatever they need to do. Well,
look, I don't know that either. I'll be honest. I don't know that either. But I have heard that if you have a bite and you want to check what bit you, you're supposed to squeeze it. And if it's just got one little hole, that's a mosquito because that's the stinger that did it. But if you squeeze it and it's got a bunch of little holes, that's the fucking spider that was in your bed and you rolled over and the spider freaked out and bit you a whole fucking bunch of times right in that one spot.
Ugh, that's awful. Yeah.
So it may die after that, but I don't think so. I think this is the same one.
Because I had a skunk problem in my backyard. It was getting under my shed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a problem. And we saw a skunk, smelled, saw it, had the building, brought it like an exterminator. And the guy came, set some traps. Yeah. One morning, skunk in the trap. And he's like, all right, we're going to take you to be with your family in North Bergen or, you know, some town.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let's just put another trap to see what happens.
There's another trap,
another skunk. And a different guy comes and he goes, we're going to take you to be with your family in Rutherford.
Different place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they're just sending them all into a trash compactor.
Yeah.
Killing them.
That is what they're doing.
But whatever.
That
they're is. Not, they're technically not allowed to do that. So then they bring it 4 days in a row, four skunks. And then the fifth and sixth day, there was no skunk in there. So they removed the traps. And then I looked under the shed and I blocked it up. But like, I had four skunks in my yard. But what, anyway, where I was
never
going,
I know skunks. Under there.
Only after it was not there, there was nothing in there for 2 days in a row. Then I was like, all right, now I got to look under.
So you're saying I got more than one spider, potentially. Saying it might not be the same spider that got me?
I'm equating skunks to spiders. But what I did learn about skunks is they'll raise their tail and then they'll give you like a little warning because when they spray, they're out for like a week.
Shut up.
They They were,
that's all they got.
Out of juice. They've got a week's worth of juice in them.
Shut up.
So I didn't know if spiders, you know, I know bees, they got one stinger.
Yeah.
But like, do spiders have limitless venom and bites and stuff? Or do they just have one shot? Like, spider, how does it work?
Venom. Googling it right now.
Look how informative this show is.
I know. It really
we haven't
is.
Even gotten to the first story.
Dozens of different cysteine-rich peptides.
I don't even
understand. This is fucking science mumbo-jumbo.
But it sounds like bad stuff.
No, you don't want it. Oh, my God. Membranes, whereof most are thought to act on channels and receptors on membranes. That is why they're often referred to as neurotoxic peptides.
Sounds like you should have gotten superpowers. That's what it sounds like to me.
Do spiders use venom or poison? No. Spider venom amount. It's got like symbols and shit. From 49 upside down UG/UL. Did you take chemistry, Ed?
It was my least favorite of the sciences I had to take.
Look, I couldn't get out of sophomore biology. Pharmacologically highly toxic. It doesn't say how many loads they can shoot. I think they're endless.
That's terrifying.
I think it's endless. But it's probably like me. Like if I nut in the morning and maybe it's been a couple days, it's a fucking good amount. And then if a little later in the afternoon, second sesh, there's enough.
There's no second sesh for me. No,
still, I'm talking about me. There's this second sesh. It's, you know, it's not as much, you know, it's not as good, but spiders probably the same way.
I whined to Michelle when the skunk came and I was like, I live in a city, so I don't have to deal with animals or landscaping or anything.
Yeah, it's true.
Fucking asshole.
You got rats?
There are rats in this area. Knock on wood. There's no rats in like I know people in parts of Hoboken that have rat problems.
I have not,
knock on wood.
Because what I was going to say is skunks are carnivores.
But
skunks
are they eating?
They're eating like bugs, mice, lizards. So so the skunks probably actually much like our
rats.
Yeah, much like our beloved California diamondback rattlesnakes.
They're helping
keep the rat population down. So you actually if you had some rats, you probably had fewer rats when you had those four skunks living under your shed. Also, skunks surprisingly tiny when you see them. You expect them to be bigger. They're little. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping, did we get the big one? And they were like all little.
Yeah. So, they're little. We have them around here. Here's another thing that I just thought of. And this is, we got a lot of fans in Texas. The fuck's up with those dillas? You guys got dillas down there. What is that thing? It's a fucking rat with armor that only comes out at night, or it's a lizard? Like what's happening with that?
It kind of looks cool. That's cool, sort of.
Like, yeah, cool in a like terrifying way.
It's terrifying, but way better than seeing a rat.
Yeah,
rat
that's true.
It's just awful and scary. At least there's this armor, so you feel like it's not quite like gross hair rat.
They think there's an evolutionary, and this is, I go to bed on this because I have a terrible, terrible rat phobia.
Yeah. And you told me about that fucking rat documentary. I got through like 20 minutes rats, and I was like, I'm not going to sleep now.
I think this is where I learned it. And I champion this theory. They think that rat phobia is a direct result of the plague. That people learned it's ingrained in our DNA to when we see those things, we know we could get a disease. So we stay away from them.
But they're also gross looking. Like they're not
disgusting.
Just like they're gross looking. Like it's like like looking at Rudy Giuliani's teeth. Like it's just kind of gross.
I told you about the time at the last
Well, Two Baller Lifestyle World Headquarters is a go with She Who Shall Not Be Named. We're sitting out back one night with some friends over. We barbecued. It's like late in the summer. It's kind of warm. We've been to the beach that day. We've been drinking all day. Got the lights. I had like the strung lights over the backyard. It was just a nice evening, you know, other than the company. And we're just hanging out, bullshitting the husbands. And I go, and it was, I don't know if you remember, but there's a few times that I would see a snake in the backyard. And I go, yeah, I got these snakes out here. I go, you know, hopefully it keeps the rat population down. I swear to God, Ed, 2 seconds later, a fucking rat runs across the fence. Then yikes. Like 5 seconds later, 50 more showed up, start running all over. It was like Fantasia. It was like some kind of fucking like, it was like the Secrets of NIMH. Like I'm like, oh my God. As soon as I said the word rat, they're like, you called? And they were like all running through the bougainvillea. And I'm like, what is going on here? And we're all just like stunned looking at each other. And then I tried to be a man. I like grabbed a rake and I started to like try to whack at a few of them, but they're too smart for that. They're, you know, their bodies are like wiggly. So you can't fucking kill them unless you get to land a perfect shot. It was terrifying. And then 2 minutes later, they were all gone. I mentioned them. They showed up. They inhabited my life. And then they disappeared just to give me nightmares for the rest of the time that I lived there.
I would definitely have nightmares. I mean, you have a much higher tolerance for snakes than I do.
Oh, yes. No, snakes are great. Because they eat the rats.
Yeah, but I prefer that none of them are there.
Well, yes.
Because snakes will also kill you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no. Well, maybe. Look, maybe. Wildlife in general, disgusting. I don't want to be around any wildlife. I don't want. We got Yodis. The other day, I'm standing here in the kitchen, and my son goes, "Holy shit!" And we look out from the current ball I saw World Headquarters. He goes, "Look right there," and there's a coyote running. We have like a glass fence out the back. It's running between the fence and the hedge that's on the other side of the fence. And I run outside. I'm like, oh yeah, look, a coyote. And I see a guy walking his little shitty dog.
Oh.
And I'm like, dude, you should watch out for this Yodi right here. It's a big female. And eventually it just hopped. Got, you know, they're skittish. It just hopped down the thing. But I don't need that shit. I don't need any kind of wildlife around me.
The old phrase where they're like, they're more scared of you than you are of them. I'm scared of everything way more than they're scared of me.
Yeah, similarly. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Should we get to our first story?
We should.
NBA suspends Suns owner Robert Sarver 1 year and fined him $10 million for using the N-word several times. The hard R.
Wait. You're telling me there's a rich white guy that's a racist? It's hard to, didn't they want to like not, isn't he like some kind of piece of shit banker and they didn't want him to buy the team in the first place, but at the time no one else wanted to buy him?
Yeah, and I think that was, but I think that might have also been the case with the with Lacob, the Golden State, and that all right.
Yeah, that like, yeah, turns out he's a pretty good investor.
People tend to like have huge issues with like, oh, we don't want this rich guy. Like, you never know which rich guy. They're all like rich guys. You don't know which one's going to work and which one doesn't. Like, I've actively said that there's talk that James Dolan's going to build something in Vegas, and in which case, after that, he'll probably get out of the Knicks business.
Yeah.
And I said I'd be okay with the Saudis owning the Knicks over James Dolan.
Yeah,
like I'll take anything over James Dolan at this point. Even Ben Salman, what's his name?
Yeah, MBS. You know who?
MBS.
You know who's a big basketball fan? Has got a lot of money. Kim Jong Un.
Yeah, I would definitely take him over James Dolan. Anything. So you never know who you're getting into bed with.
What if he also has a band? Could that sway it? Because doesn't Jim Dolan's got a band, right?
And JD in the Straight Shot.
Yeah, see,
And he wears that nice jazz hat. Yeah. He wears like he's I think he might play like jazz guitar, but he's like really feeling himself.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, guys? I just booked the garden. We're big time now. It's like, don't you own the garden?
Yeah. Yeah, I booked myself. Now, this says, and I'm not saying this is okay. It says he used the N-word at least 5 times when recounting the statements of others. Do you think he was doing the Jimmy speech from Pulp Fiction? Do you think that maybe he was just like, now I'm not saying that's okay. You shouldn't do that either. But how are you hard R-ing it while, quote, recounting the statements of others? Can't you just omit that word?
Yeah, but I mean, I have definitely in my life, I can pass a polygraph that never in my life have I used that word. Like,
yes.
Like, yeah. On my own volition.
Yes.
I definitely have repeated something in the context of saying, oh, this was said. Now,
just rapping along to Tupac.
Yeah, I don't dance with that. Like, even if I see the word in a story, I'll just say N-word. But, like, I've definitely done that in the past. Yeah. So, the guy's a piece of shit anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, like, that would be pretty weird if he's just, like,
I know,
recalling a story. Whatever. I know the guy's a piece of shit. So
he's got to be a piece of shit because he's.
I don't want to defend him, but it's a weird thing repeating what someone else said. There was a was he the Oklahoma defensive coordinator, and apparently he was reading an email that somebody else said, and that got him. He had to step down, and it's like, I don't know. I mean, I know not to do it anymore, but I get the learning curve. Like reading something somebody else said, it's a tough lesson for someone to learn, but like, fuck Robert Sarver. I'm just saying.
Fuck him anyway. Oh yeah, for sure. Fuck him. Also, it sounds like he grabs a little ass, you know? Hey, Toots.
Right.
Bring those titties in here and take some dictation. You know what I'm saying? Like it's, I get what he's up to.
As my dictate. Luka Doncic is suing his own mother in a trademark dispute. It's like Luka 7 or whatever his like logo is, and she controls it because I think it started when he was a kid.
Ooh, do they have courts where he's from? Like what's?
Yeah, I think that most court cases over there end with public stoning. So I don't know. Like, I don't know. And yes, there's probably some sort of court, but not the kind of court you would think.
What are the odds that this is adjudicated in a room with live chickens? 100%? Or a goat?
At least 85. Because I was going to say goats are at least 15%.
Oh, he's okay. We can calm down. He's filed a petition in the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So I think he's going to be okay. But it's like, mom.
It's very very telling that mom wouldn't just give this up quickly.
Yeah.
Like, he's a grown man. Like,
I know.
Anytime the kids have a huge problem with the parent,
it's
just about entirely on the parent.
Look, there's a guy, and his name's Jack Johnson, and I'm not talking about that the recording artist. The horrible
guy in the flip flops,
the surfer guy, him. Jack Johnson, the defenseman, originally played with the Kings, then moved on to the Columbus Blue Jackets.
You're not talking about the early 20th century fighter
boxer, no, but he probably got fucked over too. But this Jack Johnson, he let his dad control his finances, and this guy was well paid. He was, you know, he had an 8-figure contract. Oof. And his dad not only spent all of Jack Johnson's money, he took out loans in Jack. He got Jack Johnson to co-sign loans for him so that not only was Jack Johnson penniless as a hockey player, he was deeply, deeply in debt because his dad was controlling his money and spending it all on who knows fucking what and fucking over his own son. So man, it's
some people just are not equipped to be parents.
Could you imagine?
That's horrendous.
Luka Doncic, see, he's Jordan Brand. And look, this mom, what's up with the tights? Where's everybody wearing tights these days? Let's go back to the short shorts. I know, everybody's wearing tights. He's a pretty fucking good player. And if he's got a reason to separate from his mom, or he thinks he's got a reason to, he needs to do it, because he doesn't want to go out like Jack Johnson. Somebody probably gave him this, told him about Jack Johnson.
His mom name, I mean, it's Miriam, but it's spelled Mirjam.
I know. It's confusing. Is he Croatian?
Serbian? No, I think it's Slovenian.
What the fuck is that? Is that a Baltic?
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Croatia is a pretty nice place to visit.
I've heard.
It's on the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
We took a ferry from Venice. So it's you know, it's close to Italy. It's nice.
It's beautiful and it's like cheaper. It's like going to Italy, but like more affordable.
They have like, but it was part of the Roman Slovenian.
Yeah.
It was part of the Roman Empire. So you get like ruins and that kind of thing with your trip there. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. No, I want to go. It's on my list. For sure.
California teen allegedly faked birth certificate just to play high school football again. Now, at least this is a teenager, because we've done this story before and it's like a 28-year-old.
Well, I was going to say,
this guy just wanted one extra shot at it.
Well, I'm guessing the field wasn't the only high school thing he was trying to get onto.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, these.
Let's see where he was in California.
We've heard these stories before.
Montclair High School, San Gabriel Valley.
Oh, that's Pomona. That's not
Pomona
far.
High School.
I drove through there on my way to Las Vegas. Yeah.
He joined the team in 2021. I mean, this guy's not, he's of the Teo, Manti Te'o intelligence. He joined the team in 2021, despite having played as a senior at Pomona High School down the road in 2020.
but maybe he changed his name.
So people are like, we definitely saw this guy last year.
Yeah. Elijah Nathaniel Frisco. Also, what do we think about Nathaniel Hackett going with the Nathaniel? That's like a guy that puts on glasses and he wants everybody to think he's smart. Hey, Nathan. No, call me Nathaniel because I'm smart.
Hey, Nate.
No.
Maybe use your timeouts and maybe don't go for a impossibly difficult field goal at the end of regulation.
I love how like they're like, so he thought that was such a good idea. He thought, oh, well, we'll just kick it. We're going to run the clock down. We'll kick a chip shot and we'll walk out of here with the win. It's the third longest field goal in history.
Have you looked at the field? We're really far away.
Yeah.
Yes. And back to Manti Te'o, my favorite part of the documentary was he's like, I grew up a USC fan. I loved all, like, you know, I wanted to be a linebacker at Troy and, you know, I wanted that whole experience. And then my cousin said, hey, Manti, pray on it. And the next morning I saw a guy in a Notre Dame t-shirt and I knew even without visiting, I had to go to Notre Dame. It's like, God didn't say that. It was your cousin, you fucking idiot.
But he also didn't want to go there. He's like,
it was cold.
I want to look, Ed. He's from an island.
He's so dumb. He's the dumbest person ever.
He was dealing with a bit of an identity crisis.
Yeah. Far from it, Brian.
He got
far from it.
He got tricked. I mean, things weren't going his way. I feel bad for the guy. He had a nice career.
Yeah.
He's always going to be that guy, though.
He will never not be that guy.
Aren't you the guy that got tricked?
Yeah. Well, while we're making fun of people, we can make fun of me. My team, the Washington Commanders, were selling mugs at the game Sunday with their new logo, the W, on top of the outline of the state of Washington.
That's great. Let's be honest.
This is a franchise with such quality control issues. You think, all right, we're rebranding. We're finally going to get this shit right. And it's like, nope, because the head of the snake is the same. Snyder.
Yeah, it's that little guy that's in charge. Look, he grabs a lot of ass. How come? And he's had some racist email exchanges. Yes. He got.
I know.
What's his name? Gruden to take the fall.
Yes.
How are they not getting rid of this guy?
Hey, listen, I've been asking myself that every day for the last like 5 years. Like, they have him. They have him. But
they have him. Dead to rights.
What they keep saying is unlike some of these other old farts.
He's got a lot of money.
He has a ton of money, and he has threatened, like, he knows shit about all these other owners, Jerry Jones, all these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, Daniel Snyder will not go down without a fight.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, yeah, these other guys, I guess like Jerry Richardson, that like old dude in Carolina.
Juice. Yeah. The juice
where he was just grabbing ass and disparaging people. Like, I guess he just didn't have the fight in him. Whereas Daniel Snyder, they said like, oh, he'll definitely name names and do that. That's the only reason. Cause he's been thoroughly embarrassing the league for decades.
He's got too much juice on him. The two Washington thing, two Washingtons. I mean, it is kind of confusing. Yeah. It's too many. And also, shouldn't we be canceling old G-Dub by now? Like if my guy Prospector Pete is a symbol of oppression, what's the guy that owned people? Or can we just go with DC? Like, take the Washington out of it. You could have one Washington. That weren't they going to call it like New Caledonia or something? And they switched.
Yeah.
There was like a coin flip.
Yeah. There's stuff like the New Caledonian Mall down there. Like, there's stuff similar, but like, of course it's Washington. But I mean, Portland, Oregon and Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon, these two guys, when they happen upon that land, they had like a coin flip. One guy was from Boston. One guy was from Portland, Maine. And so the winner got to name the city, and they just named it after their home city. So there could have been a Boston, Maine instead.
How much of a fucking loser are you? Like, if I go
losers,
yeah, like I'm from Costa Mesa. If I go and discover a new place, I'm not going to call that also Costa Mesa.
Right.
I'm going to call it something else. There already is a Costa Mesa. We need two Portlands?
Yeah.
England? Nueva York? Get the fuck out of here.
It's sad. It's sad. Not quite as sad as ex-WWE superstar Velveteen Dream, who was accused by wrestler EC3 of filming WWE stars' penises without consent.
Whoa, Velveteen Dream's a guy. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I disabled the ad blocker here.
So I had a different story that I flagged for Velveteen Dream because he got arrested. He beat up somebody in a gym. And then I Googled Velveteen Dream, and a story just this week was about a wrestler accusing him of filming stars' penises. So I thought that's a better story.
That is a better. Well, of course, it is a better story. Do we get the pictures?
Yeah, I did a lot of Googling because.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, Velveteen Dream kind of looks like the running back Smash from Friday Night Lights.
Okay. Yes. I'll take your word for it. The movie?
In this picture. In this one picture.
Yeah.
No, in the TV show, like, who was based off of Boobie Miles, the guy who blew out his knee.
Right. Velveteen, that's a lady's name. No offense.
Velveteen Rabbit.
Mr. Dream? Yeah, the Velveteen Rabbit. But that was a boy rabbit, though.
But what a terrible nickname the other guy is. EC3.
That's confusing. That's a video game conference. He's named himself after a trade show.
I like that he was accused of filming penises without consent. Yeah, that's implied.
Yeah.
I don't think guys are like, come on. This is par for the course, right?
We get it. And like every woman that's been filmed in a which is pretty much every woman that's been filmed in a dressing room or Chuck Berry's restaurant. Like, they're just nodding their head. Like, like, now you guys know how it feels. I don't like, what was he doing with these? Was he gonna, cause he already got to see the dicks, cause he gets to go in the locker room. Like, the dudes,
that are filming the ladies to jerk off to it later, it's because they can't be in the dressing room with them. This guy's already there. He just wants to savor them for posterity.
He's Velveteen Dream in some of these outfits I'm looking at. Like, yeah, he's savoring them, but he's savoring them to do work too.
EC3.
Real talk. Kids are gonna kick.
Hold on.
And sometimes that can look
That was the Velveteen Dream website just started to throw out a commercial out of nowhere after being
that's
on it for 10 minutes.
That's a fun thing on the internet that stuff just automatically plays. I really love that aspect of the internet.
Why do we still have that? The worst offender is ESPN.com.
Yes. And which, then you try to change your settings and then, we have a new version and it goes back to it. And then if you have pop-up blocker.
Yeah.
Then certain other websites would be like, hey, you got to disable this or you can't use it. It's come on.
No,
we got to be better than this. It's no bullshit. Videos, not ever.
Never.
I'll click on it if I want to see it.
Yeah, I'll click on it. Exactly.
Jerry Seinfeld blamed stupid Timmy Trumpet for the New York Mets swoon. So the Mets closer comes out to this Trumpet Edwin music. And I love it. I love Diaz's music.
It's great.
And so they got the actual trumpet guy, Timmy Trumpet.
Timmy Trumpet.
And by the way, the Mets are struggling a bit this week, but I read from the time they had a 10-game lead, they have gone something like 55-35, but the Braves have just been insane. Like, they haven't been choking so much. This week, they lost to the Pirates and Cubs. But in general, they're on pace for 102 wins.
This is what the Braves did last year too. They got hot down the stretch and they won the World Series. Let's listen to a little Timmy Trumpet.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds so cool.
This is the live version. Here we go. Oh, comes out. Look, how can you not get pumped up for this?
Oh. I love that.
Amazing.
It's amazing. So Seinfeld, he's just blaming that they had a big presentation about it and that's the cause for it. But whatever. He's a cranky old man, but
he's an asshole.
I watched a couple episodes of Seinfeld with my son the other day.
Funny show.
That show's so fucking good. I know it's stolen valor because the Ravens did it first, but I went to Labor Day weekend. I took my son. I was like, this is the last weekend before soccer is dominating our lives.
Yep.
I took him down to a bullshit Maryland versus University of Buffalo game just to get to a college football game. The Terps now come out to Omar's whistle.
Shut up.
They come onto the field.
That's badass.
And then the Orioles closer, Felix Bautista, comes out to Omar's whistle. It's I'm all for it. Just it's so fuck cool. Yeah. The farmer and the Dell, and then it cranks up after that. It's love awesome.
It. I love that. That's awesome. Yeah. That's a beautiful tribute. And you're trying to get the fucking crowd. You're being entertained. You're at an event. You want that rush when you're in the crowd. And what's going to get you pumped up more?
And you're in the state of Maryland. Who's the coolest guy in Maryland history?
That's right. Absolutely.
Finally, the question begs to be asked. This is a player at a St. Louis chess club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was accused of using anal beads to cheat.
That's right. So apparently cheating, now that AI is better at chess than guys that play chess a lot,
especially at breaking Russian kids' fingers.
Yes, that too. That's yes. So apparently these days you can they frisk, they pat everybody down before a match to make sure they don't have any electronic devices. And if they're streaming the match, there's a delay so that these players can't be teamed up with somebody that's watching the game, that's running the moves through a computer that's telling him what to do. But apparently this guy, Hans Niemann, and tell me if these aren't chess player's name, because one guy's called Hans Niemann and the other guy's called Magnus Carlsen, which could also be an Icelandic strongman. I think there was an
Yeah, he probably competed with Magnus for Magnussen.
I fucking love Magnus for Magnussen. What a bad motherfucker.
God. That's the saddest thing, that we can't get this on ESPN anymore.
Yeah, how are we not watching The World's Strongest Man right this moment? Like, there's so many times when there's no sports on. Just throw on some World's Strongest Man.
And it's the one sporting event that nobody knows the results because
nobody cares.
You can't avoid an NFL game and then just play that at a Wednesday because everybody knows it. But you wouldn't know who won the 2014.
No.
But you have a feeling Magnus for Magnuson's gonna drop the hammer.
He was always right there in the mix. How about when they would pick up those big concrete balls and just walk them down to see how far they could walk the big ass concrete balls? And you know, once it goes down once, you're fucked. You're not picking that thing back up.
No, or throwing the keg, and every once in a while a guy would get clipped by the keg going back down.
Yeah.
It was like a coyote roadrunner situation.
Yes, it was. It was. So in this match, this kid who's like unranked or low ranked, Hans Carlsen, Hans Niemann beat Magnus Carlsen, who's a grandmaster.
I think is the greatest right now.
Yeah, yes. He's the grandmaster. He's Norwegian. Oh, yeah, five-time grand champion. Also, they were saying that it was so unlikely because Niemann played as black, which apparently is a big disadvantage. So just the guy having the first move.
That sounds like just straight up racism. Why would that matter?
I don't know. But if you play as black, he's much lower ranked and he played as black. So that's like two things against him. So people that watch the game were like, it's unlikely, but they're like, he probably didn't cheat because he didn't play a perfect game. So I guess he must have fucked up at some point. Now here's the part where they thought he was cheating. And this is, for some reason, and I don't know why, we have to get his fucking take on everything now. But Elon Musk got his, he apparently pays attention to this kind of thing. And he said, hold on. Did anybody at any point
check his butthole?
Think that maybe this guy's sphincter had some kind of vibrating, much like, and look, maybe this was what Alex Bregman and George Springer.
Carlos Correa.
Who's the guy? Who's the little tiny guy?
Altuve with the buzzer on his chest.
Yeah, with the buzzer. Maybe if they would have thought to just go anal with their Apple Watches, much like Christopher Walken, speaking of Pulp Fiction, he had to put a watch in his ass for 2 years. These guys only need to get about nine innings.
Yeah. Be damned. Be damned to let that greasy yellow slope get his pants on your watch.
In round three of the cup, Magnus Carlsen, a chess grandmaster from Norway, played against Hans Niemann. He's a prodigy from San Francisco. Again, no, this is an American called Hans Niemann.
No, that's Carlos.
Carlsen's a five-time grand champion and one of the greatest chess players in the world. Chess phenom since he was 13. There's a documentary about him. Now, hold on. Niemann had beaten Carlsen before in an
online tournament in Miami where he famously said the chess speaks for itself. He went on to lose two of the next three games to Carlsen. And I read somewhere that Neiman has admitted to cheating at online chess before.
What so is that's going why, on with this guy?
That's why they're thinking he took it in the butt to win this one. And also,
that's really suffering for your craft.
Yes. Also, this guy, the Magnus Carlsen, the grand champion, has accused Paul Neiman of having something in his ass while he played. Now, this is, I mean, I think it's a bridge too far, Ed. Imagine how, like, I get that it's telling you, and I don't know, like, how it signals, like, knight to e7 or what, like, I don't know what's, I mean, because it just buzzes. And I guess they can do different kind of buzzes.
Yeah, because there's a grid, so you could do which row, you could do a whole bunch of shit.
Yes, I didn't even think about that. But still, like, these games could take a while, and you're just sitting there with something physically inside your asshole the whole time?
It seems like maybe he's really into it. Like, hey, guys, let's do that cheating technique. Do you want to put a buzzer on your chest? No, I was thinking putting it in my butthole.
You know they're going to pat me down, so I got an idea. How about we just put it up my ass?
Well, we could put it on your inner thigh, and they probably won't get it. No, just put it right in my ass. That would be much better.
Oh, hold on. American chess grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura created a YouTube video outlining his theory as to why Neiman's unusual strategy was, to Nakamura's mind, evidence he may have cheated. Right now, the video has almost 1 million views. Vice referenced an idea involving a hypothetical player, quote, using vibration-based buttons in a player's shoes to communicate with a chess engine. Fuck, this is some nerd shit. A chess engine is a computer program that can be used to analyze the configuration of pieces on the chessboard and suggest moves to human players. The vibrating shoes morphed into the notion that Neiman was communicating using a, quote, prostate massager. I mean, this is... Yep, and then Elon weighed in. Genius hits a target no one can see because it's in your butt, Musk wrote.
That's a big leap. Why did anyone check his shoes first, or they want to go right to his butt?
Well, that's the thing. They check him before they walk in. They must have checked
the shoes. They check the toes and everything.
Right. I don't know. Other theories about how Neiman may have cheated include that he was tipped off about Carlsen's surprise opening of, oh my God, Ed, can you believe this? 1d4, nf6, 2, c4, e6, 3, nc3, b, capital B, lowercase b, 4, 4, lowercase g3.
Now, could you imagine? God, I can do that shit in my sleep.
Well, why would you be telling people about your surprise opening? Look, this would be like me telling people about my undefeated all scissors Rochambeau gambit. Like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to come out with fucking three scissors in a row and beat you at Rochambeau.
I would, because guess what? I've done nothing but rock for 40 years.
Shut the fuck up. No one does three rocks. You go rock, but you expect the other guy to go rock,
because,
and then you go
paper. Yeah, because people go super cute with the paper, but they don't think they keep doing it. They get a little nervous because they're like, there's going to be a sharp object at some point. I go rock every time.
A lot of people are doing more paper than you think. So they come out with paper. Move. And I throw those fucking scissors. Move. Yeah, no, paper is bitch. It's the bitch's throw. It's paper. Oh, I wrapped the rock? No. The fuck out of here with your fucking paper.
Wrapping. Get out of here.
Shit. Wrap this. Okay.
Bullshit. Let's
do some voicemails. Oh, yeah.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Let's do a couple VMs.
Brian,
oh.
Ed.
Oh, it's Stu.
Stu.
So I should say, I meant to mention this earlier. Stu made the voyage down to Las Vegas and met up with Cheyenne and myself. And sorry, indigestion. And we spent a lovely evening together. The guy could not be a better dude. Could not be a bigger champion and fan of this show, and just was just such a delight to hang out with. Literally gave my girlfriend the shirt off his back.
Wow. Was this the fight or the crew concept?
The crew. So he hung out with us before the crew, and then he rode with us in the cab while we went to the crew. And then after the crew, we met up and had a few more drinks.
He's a poker guy, right?
He played a couple poker tournaments. Great dude. It was really, really, I can't tell you enough, Stu, what a pleasure it was to meet you. You're a great guy.
He's a delight.
So I'm keeping it short. It was great to meet you guys, and you're better in person than you can ever imagine it being. People ask me, what did I have a good time? I had a fucking great time. Anyway. That's all there is. And then one more thing. I know this is a dead horse that's getting beaten, but who the fuck said Kevin? Wait, no, not his name, Kevin. What's his name? The little short fucker? Anyway,
Kevin
he's
Hart.
Not funny. See, I can't even remember his name. Kevin Hart. Yeah. Who said that guy was ever funny? And when I was in Vegas, he's doing all this DraftKings whoever.
All the money.
He's like, they're giving away $1 million. Do you know how many jokes I have to say for $1 million? Well, one
zero.
Joke.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money to most people. I only do half a joke. Like, yeah, completely unacceptable. That fucking guy. Fuck him. Anyway, later.
I believe he is the top selling road comedian. He plays big rooms.
It makes me sad when Chappelle references him in like a couple of his acts, and he's like, yeah, my kids love him and don't give a shit about me. And it's like, that just shows you kids never appreciate their parents, because Chappelle's like maybe the best to ever do it. And
he's a genius.
And Kevin Hart just yells a lot.
I don't have any familiarity with his comedy, but I can't imagine it's good. Okay, thanks for that, Stu. And again, great to meet you. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian and Ed. I'm just finishing up the new episode, and let's clear up this voicemail issue. When I called and...
Oh, this is the guy from last week that called a whole bunch of times.
He left fragments.
Yeah, he did. What's to clear up? You had some issues, buddy. It was probably your phone.
We worked our way through it.
Issues with,
yeah.
With the voicemail, it would ring, and then there would be nothing there. So I figured out it was probably, user error on my part, because I had my phone plugged into my car.
Yes.
Maybe my car was taking over. I have no clue.
This happens to me all the time.
I'm a technological idiot. Either way. So that was the issue I was having. So anyway, email sucks. Bye.
No problem, buddy. That happens to me all the time in the car. People call me when I'm in the car, and the car is supposed to pick, like I hear it ring through the speakers, and then I hit the button to pick it up, and then it's on my phone for some reason and not through the car Bluetooth. And then I got to hit on my phone
to switch it over to the car thing. And that's what's happening. You're on the Bluetooth, not thinking you were.
I got to say, Bluetooth should be better at this point.
Yeah, it really should. It should know.
I get a lot of things cut out. Like, yeah, it shouldn't happen like that.
It's, you know, my kids get in the car and they're like, hey, can we put on some of the shitty mumble rap that we listen to? And I'm like, yeah. And then they go, and every time they go to connect to the Bluetooth, and I go, oh, hold on. I got to disconnect from it.
Hold right. on.
It's not connecting because my shit is still, let me turn off my Bluetooth. Like, let's figure this out.
Yeah. Can't you just like tap one thing? Like, why can't it just be a little easier?
Tap a thing. That's it. Okay. That's it. Ed, let's talk about some things that are not sports related.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is happening in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
We have some people who have gone to the great beyond, and it's a real mixed bag.
Okay.
Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest in peace.
That's right.
I think I'll go from good to bad in this list.
You won't smile no more. You won't laugh no more. And you won't fuck no more. So dearly
departed, we hope you rest in peace.
Who died?
Jean-Luc Godard, influential French New Wave director. Tarantino talked about him a lot.
Like, he was of the Star Trek Enterprise for a while. He's a bald guy. Pretty good actor.
Yeah. He's a pretty good actor.
Did he direct anything I ever heard of? Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.